Beard. 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 No, I'm not trying to achieve semantic satiation with your brain. I'm trying to tell you what my entire thought process is all the time. Beard, 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 beard. I'm always aware of my beard. It's big and beardy. My beards never stop itching when I grow them this long. And boy, what a routine I have built.
Your daily Lex.
According to the internet, you're not supposed to use hair shampoo, head of hair shampoo, or conditioner on your beard, because the chemistry of the oils that your skin on your face needs is different from the chemistry and oils that the skin on your hair needs, or whatever. I don't know. So you're not supposed to use your regular shampoo and conditioner on your beard. So I bought beard conditioner and shampoo because I'm going to have this thing through June, and it's mid-March at best. And the beard conditioner and shampoo I bought were like, only use us two or three times a week. And I'm like, two or three times a week? One of them is two and one of them is three. Like, that's really complicated now because I can't do it every other day. So I got that. I have a beard balm that I put on your still damp beard post shower. And as of today, I also have a beard oil that you can put on. Some people say to put it on after the balm. I think the balm says, to put the balm on first and then oil. Sometimes the internet says you should put the oil on first and the balm. I don't know. All in support of trying to make my face less itchy to me. I think a lot about how, I don't think this is true only for me. I think it's true for many of us. My bedtime routine only gets longer with age, right? It used to be finish my day, brush my teeth, go to bed. Now it's, you got to brush your teeth and I got to take my contacts out. And there's also the mouthwash part and all that. But then there's, and I got to wash my face. I used to use one of those acne wipes, but I'm not allowed to use those anymore because my skin's too sensitive. So I use my face wash, my La Roche-Posay face wash. Of course, once you've done the face wash, you got to put on the lotion. I use La Roche-Posay lotion. Some nights I put in my Invisalign. I wear it every other night. It's not really Invisalign, although I call it that. I wore Invisalign and then I had retainers. And they're like, oh, you should wear the retainer for the rest of your life. And they said to wear it every night, which I don't. I wear it every other night because I'm a good boy. Sometimes I get messed up and I skip two nights and then you can feel it's a little bit tighter because teeth don't want to move. They want to stay right where they were. And if you do move them, they do want to move. They want to move back to where they were. So anyway, but it's amazing to me how much longer the skincare routine gets. And now I got my skincare routine in the morning too, right? Different face wash and lotion on the face. A lot of times now my lotion includes a drop or two of that, I forget what they call it, like bronzing drops. I'm not going for a Trump effect, heaven forbid. I have nothing in common with him. We're not even both humans. It's just to help even out. Whatever. I don't know. At some point, men are just going to all wear makeup all the time. I don't wear makeup, but I put in one drop of that bronzer into my lotion sometimes if I feel like I need it. Oh, and as it's sunnier out and I'm outside a little bit more, it's always an SPF lotion instead of regular. It's just crazy. It's just crazy how much freaking time goes on my face. I will say this. I was out with some friends who we were talking about this facial care stuff with, especially the men were talking about it. And the one guy was talking about how he gets Botox. I was like, yeah, it's a bridge too far for me. I'm not going to do that. And he's like, well, you don't need to. You have no wrinkles. I was like, what? And then I looked and it's true. I got plenty of other signs of being old, especially this freaking beard, which is, it's more brown than gray, but it's way grayer than my head hair. But I don't have any wrinkles. My forehead is rocks. My forehead looks like I got Botox. Today, I swear this is true. I was on Zoom. I was looking at my selfie video and I was like, wait, do I have the Zoom Enhance video filter on? And I didn't. I just looked that good. That's what's up. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. And man, I've been on nonstop Zooms all day, so much that I think you can hear I got a little horse. His name is Tony. Anyway, shout out to listener Tony, who reached out to me to say, you said your episode yesterday was about all three kids, but you only mentioned two kids. I'd be mad if I was that third kid. And I was like, man, I really thought I told these three stories about three kids. He's like, oh yeah, you did. I was a bad listener. But Tony, no, you're not a bad listener. I was a bad storyteller because I wasn't clear enough to you. And I'm sorry. I owe you. I love you. Goodbye.
Lex.